Thunderstruck, adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard, his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival, choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show on the program. I have him back on, Josh Miller. Josh is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League Cincinnati Bengals. On the program, we discuss the Bengals Super Bowl 56 loss to the Rams. Also, we talk about the Bengals offense and defense. We talk Joe Burrow, the city of Cincinnati's response to the Bengals coming up short, what changes need to be made in the offseason, and more. Josh is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
There's nothing like the magic of theater to bring us together again. For over 25 years, Disney has shared unforgettable moments with audiences across North America. With Beauty and the Beast, Mary Poppins, and The Lion King. And Frozen is Disney's newest musical to bring the magic to life. Let your spirit soar, your heart melt, and make memories you'll never forget.
Now on stage at the Sanger Theater through February 20th. Get your tickets today at BroadwayInNewOrleans.com.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more. It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
You want to go? Yes. Go travel, go explore, go find a new city, go reconnect with friends, go have fun. That's why we created OnGo, the trusted rapid COVID-19 self-test. OnGo gives you accurate COVID test results and peace of mind in just minutes. So anywhere you go, you know. You'll know if you're COVID-19 free, and you'll know you're protecting loved ones. OnGo is readily available at letsongo.com, Amazon, Walgreens, or walmart.com. Use promo code ONGO15 for 15% off at letsongo.com today.
street king.
Yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah.
Since that fat tax check is coming soon, get some custom wheels on your ride today. Street King will give you 90 days same as cash. Just pay them off when your tax check comes. Choose from the huge in-store selection of 24-inch wheels as low as $12.99, 22s as low as $9.99, or rent or own your wheels from as low as $29 per week. No credit check. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Chase with Ramsey on and a little toss here. Mixon's going to throw. Open man caught. Higgins touchdown.
On this occasion, he told them go finish.
Let me go on play action, finding room, going deep, and it's caught by Higgins. He goes in for the score. Jalen Ramsey fell down. And just like that, in 12 seconds, a 75-yard touchdown.
Man, no argument from me.
Fourth and one. Morris calling the defense. Donald right there. They'll go from the gun. P. Ryan in the backfield. Burrow trying to keep it going, gets spun down, gets it away, and incomplete. It looked like P-Ron might have had a shot to make the grab, but the Rams now running down to celebrate with a defensive play.
And guess who?
Yeah, I mean, they have a really good front. Aaron Donald, Von Miller, and Leonard Floyd are three of the best players in the league. We expected that they were going to get some pressure, so... They did a good job.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League, NBC Sports, and NFL Network. That was from Super Bowl 56. Of course, the first highlight that you heard was running back Joe Mixon throwing a touchdown pass to T. Higgins, and then the second audio that you heard was Joe Burrow throwing a touchdown pass to T. Higgins, and again on the fourth and one, the Bengals fell just short. Rams defense, of course, Aaron Donald making the stop on Joe Burrow as, of course, the Rams were going to beat the Cincinnati Bengals final score 23-20. To talk more about the game and looking forward to next season, he's been a great trooper for us all season long. We want to welcome him back to the program, which was under better circumstances, but he's the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, Mr. Josh Miller. Josh, welcome back, my man. And again, thank you for joining us under these interesting circumstances.
And no matter what circumstances, I'm always glad to be on your show. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on throughout the entire season.
You're welcome. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. So, Josh, I know it's still a hard pill to swallow, but give me your takeaways from Super Bowl 56 between the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, obviously, I'm looking at this, and I look at where I'm most disappointed at. Am I most disappointed at the game itself? Am I most disappointed at the fact season's over and that, you know, this great run, this great Bengals season that we had this year finally come to a close, and, you know, it's time to move on for next year. But looking at just specifically the game, you can't help but think that the major macro things that had to happen in the game in order for the Bengals to win happened. The Bengals got turnovers. They were able to turn those turnovers into points with the field goal. And then they made Matthew Stafford look very, very pedestrian. And then they made their running game look very pedestrian. And they were able to stack it up completely. But the problem was is that the Bengals didn't do the small stuff correctly. They have a taunting penalty at the very end for some odd not a taunting penalty, but Hargraves is out on the field after a Jesse Bates interception for some freaking reason, which is ridiculous. Then you have multiple times where the offensive line just breaks down and you just watch these drives stall over and over again, and you feel as though that's probably your biggest takeaway, is that the Bengals should have probably, in my eyes, they should have won this game, and they let it slip away.
Yeah, there were moments when the Bengals should have had this game won, and I want to get more into the offensive side for the Bengals. I want to start off with the running game. They could have utilized the running game a little bit more. Joe Mixon, 15 carries for 72 yards. Give me your takeaway from his performance in the game.
I 100% agree with exactly what you just said, Ed. The ground game for the Cincinnati Bengals was working. It was working early. They were able to alleviate that pass rush, and they were able to alleviate that pressure on Joe by getting this ground game going. And they were able to do that with Joe Mixon. You know, he rattled off 72 yards on 15 carries. But, you know, when he got the ball, he made space. It was almost like a game that was tailor-made for Joe Mixon's ability. His best ability is his cutback, and the cutback lanes were wide open. And you feel as though the Bengals were misused them and underused them during the game. And you look at two very specific plays, a third and one at the beginning of the game, or I'm sorry, at the end of the first half, and a third and one at the end of the game where it ultimately made the decision. I think when you are trying to get 1 yard and you use Samaje Perine and you set it instead of Joe Mixon, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And, you know, it doesn't – I felt as though the Bengals underused Joe Mixon and they should have relied on him a little bit more.
Yeah, agree, because, that second half, it really was like Burrow in the passing game. I was like, man, where's Mixon in all of this? It just completely phased him out of the situation. But let's move along now to the receiving side. T. Higgins, 4 catches for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Solid performance from him. Your takes on T's play?
T played up to exactly what we needed him to play up to. You know, obviously with Ja'Marr Chase being out there, you know, Ja'Marr's probably going to be either doubled up or he's going to be, you know, the main focus of the defense and the main problem of the defense. So Joe Burrow had to have looked elsewhere, and T. Higgins was able to make some big-time plays, able to get around 2 touchdowns, and able to continually be a force in this offense that has really – this Bengals team has desperately needed as their number 2 wide receiver. And, again, I hate to call him a number 2 wide receiver because, really, if you put him on any other team, T. Higgins is the number 1 wide receiver. He's that good. And, again, he had the game that we needed him to have, and eventually he was, you know, started to get taken away. And then if you look towards the end of the game, you saw T. Higgins was starting to get more and more open, and it felt like the play design and the scheme just did not have him involved, which was really, you know, it goes back to the coaching staff. And I think that's where you place the blame mostly on and during during the Super Bowl, you place it mostly on the coaching staff, because when it's mostly across-the-board mistakes, then it's got to be coaching staff. So the Bengals to not use T. Higgins enough down the stretch and then to not throw out a couple bubble screens or throw out a wide receiver screen really hurt them in the end. And then obviously going to other players and going to players that aren't exactly their big-time playmakers, it really cost them.
All right, and I want to move along now to Ja'Marr Chase, 5 catches for 89 yards. Again, I thought we would have seen a lot of Ja'Marr in this game. We didn't see him really until maybe the second half, but it was really too little too late, especially as the Bengals in the final drive. He did make a big catch to try to get him in the field goal range, but nevertheless, he had 5 catches for 89 yards. Your thoughts on Jamar's play?
Ja'Marr was able to make those explosive plays that we needed, and he made that one explosive play at the beginning of part of the game where we're really our offense was really getting into a lull. And that's something that the Bengals have done all season is basically sometimes their offense will just start to sputter, and it'll just be three and out, and just like, okay, we have all these great weapons, but we just can't, we're not able to use them for whatever reason. It could be a, you know, bad scheme, or it could be the offensive line's breaking down, but either way. But when Ja'Marr was able to get open, he made a lot of great plays that we needed to. Sadly, however, again, I keep harping on this, on the biggest plays of the game, we refuse to go to our stars, and we refuse to try to get the ball in our playmakers' hands. And I go back to that third and one at the end of the half. I go back to that third and one third and one and fourth and one at the end of the game. You just the game ends with a third and one running it to Samaje Perine, and then the game ends with a fourth and one where you throw it to Samaje Perine. You got to find a way to get your playmakers more and more involved. And, you know, that goes back to the Zach Taylor scheme and how it just didn't quite work. And the bubble screens were there. The cornerbacks for the Rams were giving the Bengals receivers plenty of cushion, and that was noticeable throughout the game, and that was noticeable at the last drive. He was underused, and you felt as though the playmakers on the Bengals team were underused.
All right, and then we had Tyler Boyd. He had 5 catches for 48 yards. Again, it seemed Tyler contributed when he can, but it was primarily Joe and T really doing their thing. But Tyler had 5 catches for 48 yards in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Tyler and his play.
You felt as though this was a game that Tyler Boyd was going to be that safety valve and do it thoroughly and do it correctly and, you know, and be able to go out there and execute. And, you know, even when the Rams defense is closing down and it's they're able to shut down the top receivers, Tyler Boyd was going to show up. Now, he did have 5 catches, and a lot of those catches were very much needed to keep a drive going or to really, you know, get this Bengals offense in the gear. However, his first drop of the season comes at the most critical time. It thrown right in the hands, and he wasn't able to execute. You know, you really feel for a guy like Todd, the guy that, you know, he's kind of like a guy like Joe Mixon that has just been here from the start and hasn't shied away from the grind, hasn't shied away from, you know, having to go through the rebuilding years. And he was able to come here and build something. But that being said, I mean, it sucks to see him drop the ball at the most opportune time, and you know you got to feel for him. So as good as Tyler Boyd did play, and he did play pretty well, that where he's going to be remembered for is that drop towards the end of the game.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be, a tough pill to swallow right there. And then I want to move along now to the other side of the ball, which is on the defensive side. Logan Wilson was a trending hashtag on Twitter immediately after the Super Bowl. He was the leading tackler on the Bengals defense. He had 8 tackles. However, he committed a penalty on a 4th-and-1 where they called him for pass interference for defending Cooper Kupp. The jury is out on this one. Some people say it was the right call. Some people said it was the wrong call. Give me your thoughts on Logan's play and on the pass interference penalty he had on Cooper Kupp.
Now, obviously, Ed, you know what I'm going to say about what I think about that call. But before I get into that, I want to talk about Logan Wilson. Logan Wilson is a guy that I've come on to your show many times, and I've said this guy is going to be a future Pro Bowler. He's going to go to multiple. I mean, it's not the last time you're going to see him in a Super Bowl. Logan Wilson was having one of the best games I've ever seen a linebacker from the Cincinnati Bengals play. He was able to really stack up the run game. He helped out quite a bit in the passing game and created a lot of opportunities for this Bengals team to really get going, to really get the offense back in the field and to eventually try to go out there and win the game and, you know, play with a lead. And the defense I never had a problem with. Again, a great game to him, and a great game to him was wild because it's kind of like Tyler Boyd. What you're going to think about in this game is the mistakes. And, you know, I got to say, I think it's a terrible call. That's a terrible defensive holding call. I think you just don't call it. It's the Super Bowl. And number two, they were letting him play through the entire game. And you go through literally the entire game. They were not merely necessarily missed calls, but a lot of the ticky-tack stuff and a lot of the, you know, usually small calls that usually get called in the regular season were not getting called. So the players were playing loose. So Logan Wilson probably thought that he had a little bit more grab room than what the referees thought. But even then, when you look at the play, it's still not a defensive holding. There was no tug of the jersey. There was no tug of the arm. The receiver had a complete opportunity to catch that ball, and he didn't catch it. And Logan Wilson made a great play and stuck his arm out there and knocked it down. Then after that, it's just it was going to turn into a 4th down, and you take your chances. And then that absolutely killed the Bengals because then, you know, the Rams went fast and eventually got that matchup with Eli Apple over Cooper Kupp. And, you know how the rest of the book is written.
Yeah, that was a tough one right there for Bengals, Bengals Nation right there with Wilson having the penalty called on him, man. That changed the fate of everything. And, of course, as you said, Apple and Kupp, the one-on-one matchup, Stafford saw it and took advantage of it. That was a TD. And I want to move along now to a couple of other players on the defensive side. Sam Hubbard, Jermaine Pratt, and Von Bell all had 5 tackles in this game. Just give me your thoughts on their play in this one.
They were able to really stack up that run game and make the Rams one-dimensional. The problem was with this defense, and this mostly goes on the defensive coordinator, Luan Arumo, is that the Bengals didn't take advantage of the Rams going into a one-dimensional style of offense. If you remember back in this game, the Rams couldn't run the ball. And that was due to DJ Reader having an absolute monster day. And that was due to the defensive line being able to get home. And then also on top of that, being able to get into the backfield and make some sacks and make some plays to put the offense in a tight spot. But, again, once they made them one-dimensional, the Rams made it no secret that they were just going to keep going back to Cooper Kupp. They went back to Cooper Kupp 8 times on the final drive. And, you know, they were able to complete all those passes and all those plays for positive yardage. So the Bengals, while they were shining for 58 minutes of the day, in 58 minutes of the game, the Bengals defense was able to really stick with the Rams and play with the Rams until that last 2 minutes, and they kind of lost their way.
All right, and then I want to move along now to two defensive backs that made big plays in this game. Chidobe Awuzie and Jesse Bates both had an interception in this game. Give me your thoughts on their plays in this one.
Huge. The interceptions were exactly what was needed for the Bengals to win this game. Winning the turnover battle was something that was going to happen in order for the Bengals to have a chance at winning this game, and they were able to come up with giant plays. And both of them were one of them, the Chidobe Awuzie pick was just a great athletic play, and it led to 3 points. But if it would have led to 6, that would have been probably, you know, coffin nail as it may, and the Bengals would have been able to, you know, capitalize on – they should have been able to capitalize on that. However, that being said, I mean, again, you're duo – and you're thinking, okay, they were really, really good this year. They get another offseason together to really shape up that communication, shape up that chemistry. That this could be a really, really locked down backfield. But, I mean, obviously the Bengals have to get the deal done with Jesse Bates, and I think they will. It sounds like it's already in the works. It sounds like it's moving forward. So if we can get that done, that would be, you know, so we can start focusing on football.
All right, and then two more players on the defensive side, DJ Reader and Trey Hendrickson both had a sack in this game. Give me your thoughts on DJ and Trey's play in this one.
DJ had quite a game. I mean, he probably had he was definitely the best on the defensive line, I would say. DJ Reader legitimately himself made the Rams one-dimensional, and he was able to get into the backfield and make a lot of great plays and make a lot of opportunities for the defensive line around him. And then, again, also he was able to get pressure on Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford threw a lot of really tough balls and a lot of balls that really were, you know, off and didn't seem like an elite quarterback would make. And it made him really uncomfortable. And Trey Hendrickson did the same. They were able to get rushes on him. I would have liked to have seen their sack numbers increase up a little bit, but they were still able to get home, and they were still able to cause quite a bit of a stir in the backfield. And again, they were able to get good field position for our offense, but the Bengals offense was just not able to capitalize.
All right, and then I want to talk now about Joe Burrow. Joe was off and on in the first half. He really got going in the second half. He would finish the game completing 22 out of 33 passes for 263 yards and a touchdown pass. Unfortunately, Joe would set a record in this game for the wrong reasons. He was sacked 7 times in this game. This is a two-part question. Give me your thoughts on Joe's play in this game against the Rams. And also the second question is, what is your take on the offensive line's performance in protecting Joe?
Well, so let's talk about just Joe Burrow himself, regardless of the offensive line. Yeah, he was sacked 7 times. He was running for his life. He was unable to get any sort of breathing room in the second half. They just weren't able to. They weren't able to give him time. But that first half, Joe really struggled, and he really struggled to make those plays that made him Joe Scheife, that made him, you know, Joe Cool. If he was able to be calm, cool, and collected in the pocket, it seemed like a lot of that game Joe, was it exactly that? Maybe not a lot of the game, but for spurts of the game, it seemed like Joe wasn't really comfortable back there. Now, credit to the Rams defense. They have a really, really good defense. They're able to get home and get Joe on the ground. But you saw his temptations and his hesitation, and you saw Joe Burrow he wasn't able to escape the pocket as well. He was feeling less confident in his throws, but once he started to eventually get into the groove, he started to play a lot better. But again, you think with a minute 28 and you're down by 3, Joe Burrow back there as a Bengals fan, I was feeling pretty good. I'm thinking we're going to go to forget field goal. We're going to go down there and score the game winning touchdown right here. It's going to be great. But Joe wasn't able to make that happen. And then, so let's move that on over to the offensive line part of this. With the offensive line, obviously, they do have a hefty amount of blame in this. But one of the things that I feel like overlooked is the fact that, the coaching staff knows how bad this offensive line is. They have been able to game plan around it the entire year. That being said, it doesn't make any sense to continue to run plays that are long developing or plays that take a while for, the running back to get into its spot, or maybe that has a lot of formation, a lot of movement, and that confuses the offensive line, and it just further, accentuates the problem. So you look back, offensive line played terrible, but the coaching staff has had this offensive line for quite some time. You feel as though the would have gone with more screenplay. You feel that they would have gone with more quick out routes and quick slants, because if you look at it, the Rams were not coming even close to pressing up on the Bengals receivers. They were open, and that's what makes it hard to swallow in your coaching staff, which has been so good over the past 4 weeks. In getting you to this point, it's hard to watch them, continually make decisions that just scratch your head.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough one right there. And I want to stay just with Joe for a moment. I know that it's hard to win, not just in professional sports, but it's hard to win in the NFL. And Joe Burrow completed only his second year in the league, and what a great year that he had. I want to know, do you think Joe has what it takes to get back to this point for next season?
Listen, I'll tell you this. This kid from Ohio did not have an off season his rookie year, and then blows out his ACL, completely just terrible, terrible injury. Doesn't have an off season, goes out there and gets to the Super Bowl and should have won. That is. We've never seen in the NFL. It's this kid has been able to have this effect on not only a franchise but a city itself, and just the love for the Bengals has come back, and he is at the heart and soul of it. This guy really is the heart and soul of this team, and he rubs off. And not only is he going to get back just by being so talented and his accuracy being so good and his pocket awareness being so good and decision making being impeccable, he's going to get back because players are going to want to play with him. You're going to see a Bengals free agency like we've seen over the past couple of years, which is aggressive, but you're also going to see guys that are pretty high profile. I'm looking at Taron Armstead from the Saints, the highest rated offensive lineman in the NFL free agency pool right now. You got to imagine that the Bengals are making a hard, hard push for Taron Armstead. And then also, and this is more kind of funny than it is anything else, but if it were to really happen, I'd be all for it, is Gronkowski coming on and saying the only quarterback that I would play with now is Joe Burrow. And, I got to be honest, I think Gronk is going to retire. I'll tell you this, if he wants to come back and he wants to chase another ring, I tell you the Bengals should make a hard push for him, because the Bengals need a red zone threat. That's something that they truly, truly struggled with, was the red zone, and it also was the short yardage situation, like on the third and ones that we faced in the Super Bowl. It's short yardage And Gronk's a short yardage god. I mean, he made a living off of short yardage in red zone. So I'm really looking forward to this next year. And watching Joe Burrow actually get a full offseason and he can actually be with the team and there isn't COVID and he doesn't have to worry about his ACL being completely blown out. He finally does get an offseason. I can't wait to see what he can mold and grow into.
I tell you one thing,
a long answer to your question. Yes, I do think Joe Burrow will be back, 100%.
Oh no, definitely. You're good on that point. I was just getting ready to say is that the AFC is just loaded. I mean the NFL, but the AFC alone is loaded with great quarterbacks with Mahomes and Allen and Lamar Jackson. You've also you've also got Justin Herbert, Derek Carr is in the mix as well, and they're definitely Joe Burrow's got his hands full, but definitely he is the creme de la creme, and the best can only get better. Like you mentioned, if they can just improve on the offensive line and get their situation together at that position as well as tight end. And speaking of, you mentioned about the Bengals having to be aggressive in the free agent market. They've already were aggressive with locking up Zach Taylor. They've extended him through the 2026 season.
Mm-hmm.
Two-part question. Give me your thoughts on Zach and his performance in the Super Bowl, and give me your thoughts on the Bengals extending him.
Zach Taylor, just in the Super Bowl, I would say it was definitely not his best called game. He had a lot of issues. There were times where discipline was a problem. I mean, obviously, you look at that Vernon Hargraves penalty, and you look at those two runs with Samaje Perine, and again, while you have Joe Mixon sitting on the side, you look at the lack of screens. It's something that has worked for the Bengals and something that would have really alleviated the pass rush, but a refusal to continue to go back to it. I believe the Bengals only ran one screen. And then also the challenge play, on the first Ja'Marr Chase really long bomb catch. I did not think Ja'Marr Chase was down immediately as he fell to the ground. I thought he fell on his own intuition. Ja'Marr Chase got back up and got tackled at the 3-yard line. In the moment, it's probably not that big of a deal, but looking back at it, that was an 8-yard loss because we didn't challenge the play. There was no challenge. Zach Taylor didn't challenge the play. And that resulted in the Bengals just coming out with a field goal. Now, if you put it at the 3-yard line, the Bengals still might come out with just a field goal, but there's a lot better chance to come out with a touchdown. And again, I just go back to the most damning game for Zach Taylor is the choice to not use Joe Mixon on 3rd-and-1, not going back to him or going back to his playmakers on 4th-and-1. You feel as though that he's still not ready for that, and it was pretty – that cost him the game, I would say. That was the biggest probably moment in the game in which Zach Taylor had a hand in doing it, and I'm sure if he could go back and change it, he would. And I do think he's going to continually get better as a coach, but, I mean, at the end of the day, that killed us. But in terms of – I do think this guy is the right guy for the head coach. I mean, obviously, he goes from 6-25-1, and he brings him to a Super Bowl, and the team is much better, and they have the least amount of penalties against any team across the board. That's all coaching. That's huge. While their discipline lacked in the Super Bowl, their discipline through the entire year was impeccable. It was really second to none. And then also, I mean, keeping a continuity within your franchise is huge. I mean, wow, they just keep recycling coaches, and they've been a dumpster fire for the past 2 decades. And the Bengals having a solid foundation, a solid base, not only helps out with getting free agents in, but it helps out with the franchise itself and allows the fan base and the city and the players to be able to identify what this culture is supposed to be like. And Zach Taylor did a great job of instilling his culture this year, and I would love to see it continue next year, and hopefully they can get the right guys in, and I think they will.
They have something to definitely build on, and definitely Zach Taylor can be the guy to move them forward going into the next decade or so. And you mentioned about key moments in this game. We got to talk about Vernon Hargraves. Again, we talked about Logan Wilson was a popular hashtag on Twitter. Vernon Hargraves, again, with the ridiculous excessive celebration penalty. What were your thoughts when you saw that, and what was the buzz like in Cincinnati when that whole thing went down?
Well, I mean, honestly, here's the thing. We were so hyped up over the interception. I was, at that point, I was just happy that we were going to close out the half and the Rams weren't going to get any points. That was my biggest thing. And I was like, you know, if we get any points out of this, it's just icing on the cake. But then you look up, and a team that doesn't get penalty, that doesn't get season, and a team that this just doesn't happen to, there's just a guy with a sweatshirt, hoodies, and slides on, with his AirPods in, just dancing on the end zone. I'm like, I don't know if I can curse on there, but what the heck is he doing? And what are we doing out here? Like, why is this happening? And then, you know, the flags come out. And again, it's just, man, maybe that youth, you think about it, that youth that's on this team that has made this team so good, maybe that has come back to bite them. It's just you can't do things like that. That type of disciplinary, you know, problems, that can't happen in a Super Bowl, and that's what gets you beaten. You know, again, you know, it was a 15-yarder, put us down the 10 or 5-yard line, and we weren't able to get any points off that drive, and it killed us. It just did. It killed us.
All right, and then I want to move along now to the city of Cincinnati. Now, I know it's been a long time since Cincinnati has enjoyed this success, being in the Super Bowl and being in this limelight and having the world pay attention to the city. What was the city of Cincinnati's response like with the Bengals coming up just short in the big one?
So, I mean, there's a mix. It's sadness that we lost. It's mostly an appreciation for the team. You feel as though, like, the fan base realizes that this obviously isn't the end, that this Bengals team is going to be back, and this Bengals team is very talented, and this coaching staff is very talented. And honestly, again, I took two things away from the Super Bowl. One, the Bengals should have won it, and two, the Bengals should have never have even been there. They just shouldn't have been there. And you now have a full offseason knowing that this team can get there. This team is good enough to win across the board, not only in the Super Bowl, but in your division and in your conference. And you can win, and you can eventually get back to that prowess. And you just got to shape up some of the holes. And, you know, the holes from last year to this year are not as glaring. Like, obviously, we know the major problem. That's the offensive line. You get that shaped up, then after that, it's just upgrades. It's just upgrade after upgrade, and then you look at just some gel pieces to keep this locker room together, to keep the culture intact. And, you know, so the city itself, it doesn't seem, obviously, sadness. I was very sad. But, again, it's a feeling like we're going to be back. And most of the sadness comes from the season being over, because it was a great season. This is one of the best seasons I've ever experienced as an NFL fan, and bar none. And working with the team this year was a lot of fun. So I think that's what I'm going to miss the most, is knowing that there's no more Bengals football to look forward to until, you know, training camp starts up and OTA starts up and I can start looking at free agency and the draft. And that's when I'll start to come back on. But it's tough. It's tough, but you feel this year, however, a lot was accomplished. You saw the fan base and the franchise back together and reunite together for a genuine love for this team. You know that Joe Burrow is the guy and that the knee injury isn't going to be nagging him for the rest of his career. You know that you have a great nucleus, a great defense around Joe Burrow that can get you stopped. And one of the biggest things, you know who your head coach is. If you remember towards the start of the year, Zach Taylor was the favorite to be fired. Now he's extended through 2026. So that was one of the biggest parts of this year, was figuring out who your coaching staff is. So it feels like the foundation that this Bengals team built is one of the biggest foundations across the league. And you feel as though that them being back is just not as far-fetched as what it seemed to be at the beginning of this year.
Yeah, indeed, they did catch a lot of people by surprise, and definitely kudos to a good season by the Bengals falling short, but they've got definitely have a lot to look forward to going forward. And now, Josh, we talked about some of the changes that need to be made with the Bengals. You know, Joe Burrow is going to be intact. Zach Taylor is going to be around for a while. We talked about offensive line and the tight end position. But what other changes, in your opinion, need to be made during the offseason for the Bengals?
Oh, obviously, you mentioned the big ones. You got to look at offensive line, and then you got to look at tight end. But I think what the Bengals see and they should see is that you should go offensive line. But then with your draft, and you know, I guess this is more of a hot take, I guess. But I think the Bengals should be going cornerback with their 31st pick. I think that you can shape up this offensive line in free agency. I think you need to get a veteran line that knows what it's doing now. You may even need to spend a couple of draft picks on it. But our championship window is open. It's open. We probably have about 3, 4, 5 years where we have a real, real good shot at making the Super Bowl, which is why I think this team is. So you gotta go into an all-in, buy-in type of year and next couple of years. You need to really, really buy in. You need to start selling off some trade pieces. You need to start all these guys in, so that way you can make that huge playoff push and that huge Super Bowl push. Offensive line, you need to address that. Cornerback, I think that's your next on your list. You got to go cornerback through the draft. While Eli Apple played above his potential, and he really did make a lot of great plays for us, and he's one of the reasons why we are in the Super Bowl, he can't be your starting corner. He's not a first string talent. He just isn't. He played above his potential, and he was put in great position for success, and he was able to take advantage of that. And that's great. I love that Eli Apple has been able to revitalize his career. It's good on him. And those outside, a lot of people hate Eli Apple. I got to tell you, a lot of people today do love Eli Apple, and we've really kind of taken him in as our own. But he can't be our starting corner next year. He's just not good enough. He wasn't supposed to be a starting corner this year until Trey Waynes got hurt. And Trey Waynes was, you know, he's been one of the worst signings in Bengals history because he still hasn't barely even touched the field. But that being said, you got to find a cornerback. And I love going through the draft for your corner. And I think if the Bengals are able to get him, I'd love to get Kobe Bryant from the University of Cincinnati, keep the Cincinnati boy in the 5-1-3 and keep him in the Queen City and hopefully just keep building him up and keep building this defense up too, making this secondary elite. They're probably about a piece or two away from being elite, this entire defense. And the secondary is really close to being elite. So you gotta feel great about the future if you're a Cincinnati Bengals fan.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, just been helping us out tremendously with the information about the team from the Queen City of Cincinnati, a.k.a. the Hoodays. And Josh, again, thank you so much, man, for just providing us with great content all season long. Just tell everybody about the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show.
Hey, Ed, thank you so much for having me on, and I really appreciate you coming on and letting me view some Bengals football at you. It's definitely really helped me out, and I'm glad I could come on and help you out. I love it. Anyway, if you are looking for any Back Row or any Bengals news, please come on over to my Twitter. You can follow me at Back Row Bengals. Then you can also find my podcast, The Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. So that is at Back Row Bengals on Twitter, and then The Cincinnati Bengals Show is my podcast. You can find my blog on fansided.com. Go over there and go to the Bengals side and take a look at my my readings and my blogs. Just had one drop the other day talking about the Bengals or how Ja'Marr Chase is indeed the best Bengals wide receiver to ever put on a uniform. So please go over there and give that a read, whether you like it, don't like it, agree with it, don't agree with it. Just give it a read. I really appreciate it. During the offseason, we will be attacking more Cincinnati sports. We will be going with some Bearcat and Xavier basketball, and then on top of that, a lot of free agency, and then Reds baseball and FC Cincinnati, and then just like that, we'll be right back into the NFL season. So I can't wait, and it's going to be a great – it's going to be a long, long off season, I'll tell you that, but I can't wait to get back.
Indeed, indeed. And one more time, Josh, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show and any websites. Let them know that as well.
You can go to my Twitter, at Back Row Bengals. That's at Back Row Bengals on Twitter. Then you can find my podcast pretty much anywhere where you can find podcasts. The Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show, anywhere you can find podcasts, the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. And then you can find my blogs on fansided.com on the Bengals side of the NFL of the website. So go to fansided.com and go to the Bengals side. Ed, thank you so much for a great season, man. I had so much fun talking with you, and I really appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you as well, and thank you again. So you heard it from him, Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show, giving us the 411 on the Bengals in Super Bowl 56. And, of course, things, well, what the Bengals need to do going forward. Josh, again, thank you so much, man, for a great season. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Come on anytime you want me to, brother. I really appreciate it, and I'll be back next year. Trust me. I can't wait to talk to you again at the start of week one.
Same here, my man. We'll be back with more right after this.
Chase with Ramsey on and a little toss here. Mixon's going to throw. Open man caught. Higgins, touchdown.
On this occasion, he told them go finish.
There we go. On play action, finding room, going deep, and it's caught by Higgins. He goes in for the score. Jalen Ramsey fell down. And just like that, in 12 seconds, a 75-yard touchdown.
No argument from me. Fourth and one. Morris calling the defense. Donald right there. They'll go from the gun. P. Ryan in the backfield. Burrow trying to keep it going, gets spun down, gets it away, and incomplete. It looked like P-Ron might have had a shot to make the grab, but the Rams now running down to celebrate with a defensive play.
And guess who?
Guess
of course.
Who?
I mean, you don't even have to think about it. Do not even have to think about it.
Pointing to the ring finger.
When
thunderstruck. Adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard, his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival, choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah.
Since that fat tax check is coming soon, get some custom wheels on your ride today. Street King will give you 90 days same as cash. Just pay them off when your tax check comes. Choose from the huge in-store selection of 24-inch wheels as low as $12.99, 22s as low as $9.99, or rent or own your wheels from as low as $29 per week. No credit check. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
The minute you lay your eyes on the all-new Toyota Tundra Capstone, you'll know it was made to make a statement. With its 22-inch dark chrome alloy wheels made for turning heads, carefully crafted two-tone leather trim seats made for pulling up in style, 12-speaker JBL premium audio made for turning up, plus power running boards made for stepping out on the town. The all-new Tundra Capstone, made to make a statement. Toyota, let's go places. JBL is a registered trademark of Harman International Industries, Inc.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Pavilions for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. Free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show, giving us the insights on the Cincinnati Bengals run to the Super Bowl, being in the game, and, of course, what they need to work on for next season. Again, great big special thank you again to Josh for being a good sport all season long for us. And, again, until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more. It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This Heart Month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.
Enjoy football, basketball, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free. free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Thunderstruck. Adjective. Shocked and amazed by the power of fun on Carnival. Riding Bolt, the world's first roller coaster at sea, Brian got thunderstruck so hard, his 93-year-old grandmother felt it 3,000 miles away in Nebraska and immediately booked a cruise.
Hooray!
Get thunderstruck starting at $289. Carnival, choose fun.
Cruises are in U.S. dollars per person, double occupancy. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Full details on Carnival.com. Ships registry, Bahamas, Panama.
It's your heart. Listen to it. What's yours telling you? This heart month, it's a good time to slow your daily pace and check the messages your heart may be sending. Not sure what it's saying? Check in with your family doctor or take our free Heart Smart quiz to test your heart health knowledge. At Our Lady of the Lake Heart and Vascular Institute, we want to hear what's on your heart. Don't wait. It just may save your life. Visit OLOLRMC.com/heart for more.